Brazil's justice minister announced that 10 people have been arrested on suspicion of supporting the so-called Islamic State and of plotting terrorist attacks during the Olympic Games, which are set to begin in Rio just 2 weeks from tomorrow. Also today, the sporting world's highest appeals court has rejected Russia's efforts to overturn a ban barring that country's track and field athletes from participating in the Rio Games. So let's take a closer look at that story with Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts Slate's daily podcast, The Gist, and he joins us from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi.
So first of all, what does this mean for Russia's track athletes? Do they have any more chances to argue their case?
Not to argue, but the final decision rests with the Olympic Committee themselves, although Thomas Bach, who is the president, the German who is in charge of that, a former Olympian himself, answered reporters' questions saying, will he uphold the court? This is before the arbitration ruling came out, and he said, yes, he would be upholding that. It's widely expected that the recommendations of the federation will be followed through, and that's an important thing because the Olympics are a collection of countries, but also a collection of federations. When the sport itself says we do not want these athletes participating, and also it's important because we're going to talk about an entire ban on the entire country of Russia, but there's been a little bit of time to sort of process this, so it's expected that it will be upheld, but there's always a chance that, you know, the Olympics will let some of these athletes in.
Okay, so talk to me about what you just mentioned. That is there a possibility that the ban could be extended to Russia's entire team?
There is. And this is because the reason that the athletics, which is what track and field is called internationally, what tripped them up was a whistleblower. They looked into the track athletes. But then there was an expanded report. It's the McLaren report. He's a Canadian lawyer. And he put out that there were hundreds of examples of squirrely samples, let's say. And the recommendation of WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, is that the entire country of Russia not be allowed to have any of its athletes compete under its flag. This was signed on to, it's been reported, by such countries as America, Germany, Canada, Spain, and a number of sports organizations, too. This is the country that is expected to come in third in Olympics. This is a huge country. It would be a shocking development, but what Russia has apparently done is equally shocking. We're August 5th is when the games start. We're 2 weeks to the games. So
yeah,
the Olympics have a tough decision to make in a quick amount of time.
And of course, the Russians are responding very strongly. I'm seeing Russia's sports minister Vitaly Mutko being quoted on Twitter saying it's time to disband the International Association of Athletics Federations. Yelena Isinbayeva, a two-time Olympic pole vault champion, has said, thank you, everyone, for the funeral of athletics. I mean, your thoughts there?
And of course, patriotism is the last refuge of the scoundrel. And what the Russians did is certainly terrible. And they really seem to have been involved in state-sponsored doping. However, there are other arguments on the other side, such as collective punishment. It is almost certainly the case that some of these athletes did not dope. Many of them are not in sports where doping really helps. There is doping, say, in gymnastics, but no Russian gymnast has been implicated. And there's no evidence that a Russian gymnast ever doped or doped under the protocols of this cheating regime. So, yeah, some innocence would be published. But what's the message you want to give? This is what the Olympics has to decide.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, and he also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.